This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Penguins slipped in a little news. The Penguins said, don't forget about us. And they gave Mike Sullivan a 3-year contract extension. Now, when I first read it, I thought, okay, he has 2 years left on his deal, 3-year extension. That's essentially, if it's a, my first thought when I processed it was, okay, it's a new 3-year deal. So it's just 1 year. And then I looked at the actual details, the fine print of this. And it is quite literally an extension on top of his deal that he currently has, which has 2 years left on it. So the Penguins, Fenway Sports Group, and Penguins management has laid a 5-year commitment into Mike Sullivan. Now let me start by saying this because I tweeted this out today and I've gotten heat for it. By the way, I'm right with what I said. But my question is, why do the Penguins feel the need to do this right now? Why do they need, with 2 years left in Mike Sullivan's contract, to commit 5 years to the guy? He's been a good coach, a very good coach, a great coach at times. He won them 2 Stanley Cups. He has routinely kept them in the playoff hunt. He has made them a competitive, a good team every year that he's been here as the head coach. I'm not denying that. I'm also not calling for Mike Sullivan to be fired this offseason. And what I tweeted out earlier, at least I thought I was clear with what I said, but I said, what on earth could be the reasoning for extending a coach now with 2 years left on his contract after he has failed to win a playoff series with at least 3 future Hall of Famers on the roster over the last 4 seasons? Why right now was this important for the Penguins to do that? That was my question. And of course, the Penguins fanboys out there, some of which occupy jobs in our media, decided to come at me over this comment. Saying things like, oh, well, Sidney Crosby loves him. His players love him. He's successful in the regular season. He's one of the best coaches in the league. He's won championships. Who else are you going to get? Was a very popular response. As if I said that they should fire him right now. No, I did not say that. I asked why simply they were giving him a 3-year extension on top of a 2-year contract. That's what's left. But those were all of the comebacks that people had towards what I originally tweeted. The players love him. Sidney Crosby loves him. He's been successful in the regular season. He's one of the best coaches in the league. Who else are you going to get? Championship-winning coach. You know who else fits that criteria? Mike freaking Tomlin. The same people that probably, 75% of these people coming at me defending Mike Sullivan say every week that the Steelers lose that Mike Tomlin should be fired. Both guys are great coaches. Both guys have had a ton of success here in Pittsburgh. Both of them have overcome injuries. That was another one that was thrown out at me, is that Mike Sullivan has done great at getting his team to persevere and be successful despite injuries. Does anybody remember 2019 when Duck Hodges was playing quarterback and the Steelers still, were able to get away with not having a losing season? So look, I mean, maybe you're in the camp that you think that both of these guys are great coaches. They shouldn't go anywhere. There should be no pressure on them whatsoever. That hot seat after losing 4 years in the playoffs in a row, it shouldn't even be smoldering right now. Maybe you feel that way, and that's fine. And right now, I'm not saying that Mike Sullivan should be fired. What I am saying is that when you have a group that has three at least, but maybe four potential future Hall of Famers on it, that you should win a playoff series. I don't think that's so much to ask. And of course, all of the critics said, well, their goaltending, Louis Domingue last year cost them the series. They were the better team. Tristan Jarry 2 years ago, his poor goaltending cost them the series. Okay. Well, what about the other Islander series? What about the Montreal series that they lost? Those don't count? You can make excuses after excuses after excuses, and they can just pile up and pile up, but eventually what it comes down to is that this franchise, which won two Stanley Cups with this group, has now failed to advance in the playoffs 4 straight years and lost 5 straight series. They have looked at times, I think, in the playoffs, too slow because they're too old.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bunch of guys in their mid-30s. And what do? Instead of trying to get younger, trying to shake something up, what do? They said, let's bring them all back. They said, let's bring Evgeny Malkin back. Let's bring Chris Letang back. I was fine with that deal. I was okay with Chris Letang coming back. But let's bring Evgeny Malkin back. Brian Rust, over 30, brought him back. Jeff Carter, for crying out loud. They brought him back. They have been getting too old, and they decided, you know what? Let's get even older. Let's get even slower. But we're going to tell people that we want to win based off of a system that is, at its core, focused on four-line speed. That is how they won their cups back-to-back, was because they were deeper and quicker than anybody else. Guess what, folks? They're not deeper or quicker than anybody else anymore. The league has caught up to them. It's not hard to see either. You watch a Penguins game in the playoffs this year, you flip on over to a Western Conference game, the Avalanche, for instance, once the Penguins are done playing, and my God, it is a different product on the ice. They are faster, they are more physical, and the Penguins cannot keep up with that right now because they are too old. And so if you're going to say, well, the players are not the problem, then to me, the coach has to be the problem, right? The system has to be the problem. Well, now they're saying neither are the problem. So what is? What is the issue that they have lost 4 straight playoff series in a row? It doesn't just come down to goaltending. It does not just come down to goaltending. You can overcome bad goaltending in a series. The Penguins have done it before. You can get by with giving up 3.5 goals a game in a playoff series. You can, especially when you have, again, 3 future Hall of Famers out there skating for you. Occasionally, you can step up and win a game 8-5. Win a series by winning games that way. The Penguins didn't. They were a heavily favored team against Montreal. They were far more talented, that team, and they completely laid an egg during the COVID playoffs. They were a more talented team than the Islanders twice, and they lost both series. They were favored in both to win. And then this year, yeah, Louis Domingue stunk. I'm not denying that. But how about you go out there and score some goals and help him out more? Figure out a way. Play better defense. It's not like their defense was great in front of him. They had letdowns all over the place defensively. Domingue got left on an island a number of times, and he didn't play well. But he wasn't the core, the complete reason that they lost. They also lost because, well, they're an aging, slow group, and their coach is at times too stubborn to change how he crafts this team to play. But Fenway Sports Group and Penguins management obviously thinks that that's okay. And I wonder why. And I wonder why they want to stick by this method. And to me, it comes down to they're trying to maximize their money. They bought in and they're saying, well, we don't want to be brand new owners and have to go through a rebuild in our first year, really, as ownership. So what are we going to do? We're going to kick the can down the road. We're going to keep the group together, the people that fans come and pay money to see. Obviously, Crosby wasn't going anywhere, but we're going to keep Letang. We're going to keep Rust. We're going to keep Malkin. We're going to keep these guys around because what do? They sell tickets. And you know what? If you went to a Penguins game last year, especially in the middle of a week, you see a lot of empty seats. And their fear, I think, was that people would stop coming altogether, that those empty seats would get larger and larger and more noticeable, and that they would get to a point where business really started to suffer. And instead of saying, let's go out and make this rebuild happen, even if we try to bridge the gap a la Pittsburgh Steelers, let's try to start a rebuild process. They said no. They said, let's go out there, let's just bring the band back together, and let's go out here and maybe we get lucky with this old group. Maybe they have one more run in them. But we've been hearing one more run left in this group for the last 4 years. And it hasn't happened. And I don't think it's going to happen. And the Fenway Sports Group, Ron Hextall, Mike Sullivan, they have done nothing to convince us otherwise. They have done nothing to change this team for the better. They've kept the status quo, and now they have to deal with it. And obviously, that starts with the head coach now as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.